Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Selling to China: Stories of Success, Failure, and Constant Change by Kerr D. Gibbs is a business and international affairs book about the practical realities of operating in the Chinese market. Drawing on Gibbs' role as a former president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai, and on contributions from experienced business figures, the book examines China not as an abstract economic opportunity, but as a demanding commercial environment shaped by regulation, politics, culture, and rapid institutional change. Its purpose is both practical and interpretive. It offers business readers examples of what has worked, what has failed, and why assumptions imported from Western markets often break down in China. At the same time, it frames commercial exchange as part of the broader U.S.-China relationship, where trade, investment, national security concerns, and public opinion increasingly collide. The book is best understood as an insider-oriented guide to decision-making under uncertainty rather than a simple market entry manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, China as a moving commercial target rather than a static market. A central idea in the book is that selling to China cannot be reduced to a fixed checklist of market entry steps. The subtitle emphasizes constant change, and the book treats this as a structural feature of the Chinese bid demand patterns, regulatory expectations, local government priorities, compliance practices, and political sensitivities can shift quickly, forcing companies to revise strategies that may have worked only a few years earlier. This matters because many foreign firms approach China with assumptions built from more predictable institutional settings, where legal requirements and commercial norms change gradually. The book instead presents China as a market where adaptation is part of the operating model. Success depends less on finding a universal formula and more on maintaining accurate information, close relationships, and organizational flexibility. This view also explains why experience in China is valuable, but never sufficient by itself. Lessons from earlier periods must be tested against current conditions, especially as the Chinese economy matures and geopolitical tensions affect commercial behavior. Secondly, insider experience as a corrective to simplified U.S.-China narratives. The book stands out because it gives weight to the perspective of business people who have spent substantial time operating inside China. In public debate, U.S.-China relations are often described through broad categories such as rivalry, dependency, decoupling, or strategic competition. Gibbs and the contributors complicate these categories by focusing on concrete commercial realities. Companies in China are not only political symbols, they are employers, investors, service providers, suppliers, and partners embedded in local markets. This insider angle does not ignore political risk, but it resists reducing every commercial decision to ideology or headline conflict. The book argues, implicitly and sometimes directly, that policy discussions benefit from a fuller factual base, especially because commercial ties have historically acted as a stabilizing force between the two countries. Its value is not that it provides a neutral escape from politics, since business in China is deeply political, but that it shows how abstract policy choices are experienced by firms managing customers, employees, compliance obligations, and long-term investment commitments. Thirdly, regulation, compliance, and opacity as everyday business constraints. Another important topic is the role of regulation and compliance in shaping foreign business activity in China. The book highlights that companies are often caught between Chinese legal and administrative requirements on one side and U.S. or Western compliance expectations on the other. This is not merely a legal department problem. It affects sales strategy, data practices, partnerships, supply chains, public messaging, and the willingness of executives to commit capital. The difficulty is intensified when rules are opaque, evolving, or interpreted differently across sectors and localities. In such an environment, a company may fail not because its product lacks demand, but because it misunderstands approval processes, risk exposure, or the political meaning of a commercial action. The book therefore frames compliance as a strategic competence. Firms need local expertise, strong governance, and the ability to detect when commercial opportunity carries hidden regulatory cost. This emphasis makes the book more practical than works that describe China only through macroeconomic growth or consumer potential. Fourthly, relationships and cultural literacy as practical operating capabilities. The book treats cultural understanding and relationship building as practical business capabilities, not as decorative knowledge. Selling products or services in China often requires navigating networks of customers, regulators, distributors, joint venture partners, industry associations, and local officials. The book does not suggest that relationships can replace product quality or sound economics, but it shows why foreign firms that ignore local business culture are likely to misread incentives and decision processes. Cultural literacy includes understanding hierarchy, timing, indirect communication, government priorities, and the importance of trust developed through repeated interaction. These factors matter because commercial decisions in China are often shaped by institutional context as much as by price or technical merit. A Western company may have a strong offering and still struggle if it cannot align its approach with local expectations or if it enters partnerships without sufficient due diligence. The book, therefore, presents relationships as a form of market intelligence. They help firms interpret change, identify risk, and avoid imposing foreign assumptions on Chinese counterparts. Lastly, business engagement is part of a fragile bilateral relationship. Beyond firm-level strategy, the book places selling to China within the larger U.S.-China relationship. Gibbs has publicly emphasized the importance of a rational and fact-based approach at a time when the two economies remain interconnected but politically strained. The book reflects that tension by showing how businesses can become stuck between governments, public opinion, and security concerns. This broader frame matters because commercial decisions are no longer judged only by profitability. They may be interpreted through debates about national resilience, supply chain dependence, technology transfer, human rights, tariffs, sanctions, and political loyalty. The book does not present trade as a cure-all for geopolitical conflict, but it does suggest that commercial engagement has real stabilizing value when managed carefully. It also warns, in effect, that mismanaged conflict can destroy accumulated investment, institutional knowledge, and opportunities for future value creation. This makes the book relevant not only to executives, but also to policymakers who need to understand how strategic rivalry affects actual businesses. In conclusion, Selling to China is most useful for executives, entrepreneurs, investors, consultants, lawyers, policy analysts, and students of international business who need a grounded view of the Chinese market. Readers looking for a simple formula for market entry may find the book less prescriptive than a conventional how-to guide, but that is also one of its strengths. It presents China as a complex operating environment where commercial success depends on judgment, adaptation, compliance discipline, and local knowledge. The practical benefit lies in helping readers ask better questions before committing resources: how rules are changing, how partners should be evaluated, how political tensions affect business exposure, and how cultural assumptions shape negotiation. Intellectually, the book helps connect firm-level experience with the larger U.S.-China relationship, making it relevant beyond narrow sales strategy. Compared with many books on doing business in China, it stands out for its insider perspective and its use of lived commercial experience rather than abstract market enthusiasm or geopolitical alarmism alone. It neither romanticizes China as an unlimited opportunity nor treats it only as a threat. Its distinctive contribution is a balanced account of how businesses operate in the space between opportunity, regulation, cultural complexity, and strategic rivalry. If you would like to support Curdy Gibbs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.